Hi, my name is Shefali Mehta, and I'm the Executive Director of the Soil Health Partnership.
Shefali, let's begin with getting to know you a little bit, your background and why it suits what you're now doing with the Soil Health Partnership.
Sure. So I have a long passion around agriculture and data, and the fact that I can bring those two together with the Soil Health Partnership has been fantastic. I've spent quite a bit of time working across private companies like Syngenta, working with a lot of clients through McKinsey in agriculture, and really learning a lot about how we produce for farmers and really strengthen what we're offering to our farmers. And then I also spent quite a bit of time around data, analyzing data, using it and managing it, really from the perspective of the better our data is, the better we're able to equip our farmers and others to make decisions. And so really being able to bring both of those together has been a passion of mine, and the fact that it lined up with this lovely organization has been just fantastic for me.
Tell me more about the data that you are looking to collect, the data that's really going to shed light on the areas that need to be addressed.
Absolutely. So the way that the program has been set up is really focused on, we want to make sure that we understand how farmers' decisions are impacting what they're seeing in their land. So when I talk about the choices being sustainable, I think of sustainability as both being economic sustainability as well as environmental sustainability. So we're really looking to say, whatever choices the farmer is making for their fields, can we really understand the impact of it and help them to continue to improve those decisions and increase both the overall kind of health of their land and the productivity of their land, but also really to justify how they're kind of spending their money and spending their time so that they're getting the most out of it.
As you acclimate yourself to the partnership, tell me about that transition. Tell me about what's in place now and kind of where you want to go moving forward.
Absolutely. Well, I'm a very lucky person in that I inherited, I think, one of the best teams I've ever met. My predecessor did a phenomenal job of setting, really growing the program, setting it up, and bringing in these fantastic people. So I think I'm stepping in at a really opportune time to say, we've built this organization to here, now where do we go? And as I'm looking forward, there are a few areas that I'm really, really focused on. The first, of course, is data. Since we're starting there, we are a data organization, and we want to make sure that whatever we bring in, we can analyze and bring the insights back, first and foremost to our farmers. As I said, that data is collected for decision making. We also want to make sure that we're using this data and the insights to really help others to understand the fact that there are a lot of amazing practices right now that are creating benefits on the land, and we don't always have visibility as the public on what those are. So we'd like to be able to share those insights back with our partners, our funders, and others to really understand how the decisions farmers are making impact our overall kind of health and quality benefits. The other area I'm really focused on is our strategic plan, and part of it is we're lucky we grew at a phenomenal rate. We'd like to keep growing and supporting and working with our partners, so we want to make sure we're doing that in a fairly orchestrated, organized fashion. So that's really where I'm putting a lot of my energy, and we're hoping that there's some good news and some excitement that rolls out over the next few months as we bring these different pieces to bear.
It's a partnership. There's collaboration, like you talked about, working with partners. Do you have an example or two of what that looks like when you're working with some of those partners, some of those funders, and how you come together to help growers and obviously benefit the environment? That's the end game.
Absolutely. So first of all, we have numerous partners. This really is, as our name says, a partnership. We're only as good as really our partners, our ability to work with them and bring them together. And as you absolutely said, for our farmers, we have several examples of just really strong partnerships, and it's not sure which one to pick because there are so many that we're lucky that we've had the support, and this was really initiated with Monsanto and the Nature Conservancy coming together with National Corn Growers. So maybe we just start with that, just kind of our birth story. Right there you have a nonprofit, a private company, and one of the largest commodity groups and grower groups in the world coming together to say, how can we better serve and support our farmers while really delivering some of these bigger objectives we have? And so I think just the fact that we're here today, that we exist, and we're able to have these discussions and bring out these kind of insights is a testament to the fact that that strength of that partnership that started, you know, like 5 years ago.
We've covered everything that I had hoped to. Is there anything else, though, that you want to make sure we talk about?
Absolutely. There's a couple other items that we're really excited about that are going to be coming forward. So one of those is our associate program. Now, we have had phenomenal success with our main programs. We're going to continue those main partner sites as we move forward. But we want a chance for farmers to experience what it's like to be part of us, to ask questions. So we're rolling out an associate program. We're currently in the pilot phase. We're going to be doing a soft launch in the summer of 2019, and then we're hoping to fully roll it out in 2020. What that means is it allows you to come in as a farmer at a much kind of lower bandwidth. It's a little bit of a lighter program, but you will then get to learn about what's happening from the data perspective, the various agronomic tools, and you'll also have a chance to work with our staff and our partners. And so we really want to create some excitement and energy around the fact that we will be rolling that out, and we're looking for interested folks. And the other piece is we're continuing to expand our partnership. One that I'd like to point out is the National Wheat Growers have come on board, and it's been really great to learn more about them and work with them. We're looking to other groups as well, because again, we're all really focused on soil, and so we're hoping that others, as they come in, they bring their knowledge and their interest, and we can continue to expand what we can deliver and really support them.
A lot happening. What's the best place, or where's the best place to go to get more information?
Absolutely, it's a great question. We have we just launched our new website this week, and we're excited that we have a lot of information out there, so that's a great place to start. I think the other piece is please reach out to us. We are always there to answer questions. We're trying to pull folks in. We partner with so many organizations, so if you see that you're a partner already with us, also go through and see if we already have programs in place that you can tap into. And also pick up the phone and give us a call. I mean, we love to hear from you, and we're always trying to look for new opportunities and ideas to work with folks.
Well, welcome aboard. Thanks for your time, and good luck moving forward.
Thank you very much.